and still I grow, but spines live in my stem. Some I condemn. Pick me any way you want me to stay, you take me as I am. My thorns in hand, please hold your breath. I'm not ready yet, destined to death. I'm not ready yet, it never ends.
Thank you. I'm going to do an unreleased song for you now. Sorry, I can't do two things at once here. I'm trying to do this next one is a song I wrote about rich people doing illegal stuff and getting away with it, pretty much. Yeah. The song is called Backbone Blood. It goes like this. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
Here, darling?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we'll leave it till intermission.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kira. So who was here at our show last year? Oh yeah. Repeat offenders. Fantastic. So we had a Kira spelled the same as Kira. And I've known Kira for longer, so Kira is the pronunciation in my head. And so in order to make sure I didn't mispronounce Kyra's name, they said, it rhymes with Tyra. She does kind of look a little bit like Tyra Banks, Kira. So then I was like, Kira, and this is Kira, but same spelling, you see. Yeah, that's the hardest thing going on in my life right now, so don't worry. Not really. True. Did you all have a moment to see our wonderful vendors when you came in today? A little bit. So we are going to have an intermission coming up soon. We have one more artist we're going to share with you. And then we have an intermission and then a fireside chat and then another artist. But I want to encourage you to take the intermission time when that comes up shortly to mingle and to enjoy beverages and to enjoy speaking with some of our vendors who are here today. One of the really beautiful, brilliant things that I believe Moira did a great job with was including lots of different aspects of the community in today's event. So now I'm going to introduce our third artist of the day. And this is a new artist to me, which is exciting for me because I feel sometimes like I don't have my finger on the pulse of all that's happening in the city because I'm on the road so much. But the excitement of learning about new artists for me is real, and I'm thrilled to tell you about our next artist. Atiari is the creative project of Ari Bautista, a queer Filipino-Canadian musician and artist currently stationed in Kingston, Cataraqui, Canada. Their self-titled debut album of 2023 features lyrical explorations of unrequited love, trauma, addiction, family, or other matters of the heart. Atiari emerges as a creative body of work that blends sonic and lyrical elements from R&B, soul, contemporary folk, hip-hop, and electronic music. Like a young tree growing from an old stump, their music may grow and change shape with the seasons, but remain true to musical and philosophical roots. Friends, this is Atiari.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. So many beautiful faces here. Thank you all for coming out. Thank you, Moira, at Kingston Music Office, and Miss Emily, and all the other wonderful artists that are sharing this stage together. This is a really fun event. I'm going to do a couple songs for you. This first song is, it was released on my 2023 album, and it's a bit of an angry one, but I promise I'll reward you with something nice and soft later. But this is about being called selfish when what you're doing is really taking care of yourself. So this is called Selfish. Thank you so much. That was Selfish from my 2023 album. Oh, there's whistles. Thank you. All right. Oh my gosh, earlier when Kira was playing her song, I didn't catch the title of it, but Kira, if you're listening, you need to release that song. I'm also going to do an unreleased song, which is really fun, really exclusive. But actually, you can find this song on YouTube. I did a music video many years ago to it. But this song is called A Song For You. I wrote it when I was 16, which was over a decade ago now. And this song has sort of changed meaning over the years. It was about someone that I really loved when I was younger. And that person isn't really in my life anymore. And I realized this song, to me, this song kind of makes me think of my parents now. So this is a song for my parents. Oh, you are the sun that brings light to my sky. Oh, you are the song that brings tears to my eyes. Oh, my dear. But in my heart, you're always here.
Baby, I would
Thank you so much. Let's head up here.
Where the river ends, a clear blue sky. You never have to worry about the noise.
We're going to take a brief 15-minute intermission, which is the perfect time to check out the artist merch right behind you, as well as some of our vendors in the lobby area. So we'll see you in 15 minutes for the fireside chat.
This week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single by local artist Piner called Odelia, a powerful pop rock track rooted in folk storytelling that confronts gender inequality, inherited expectations, and the radical act of self-trust. The new single arrives at a moment when conversations around women and 2SLGBTQ+ rights, autonomy, and power feel both urgent and necessary. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Odelia by Piner on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Greetings and a warm welcome to the Pantheon. I'm your host, Madeline. The Pantheon is an auditory feast where you're expected to leave any and all reservations at the door. We will explore a different theme each week based on concepts found in literature, music, and mythology. So for those seeking an adventure, tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM on Thursdays at 8 p.m., and I'll see you there.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present music from local singer-songwriter Lydia Shea's debut EP, Lucid Embers, a genre-defying release rooted in emotional honesty and creative freedom where clarity glows softly in the aftermath of the fire. You may remember her powerful voice busking downtown. You'll get a glimpse of her now in full stride on a stage of her own with Velvet and Venom, a single that serves as a soundtrack to reckless romance and royal delusion. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Lydia Shea's Lucid Embers on your favorite platforms and enjoy Velvet and Venom from that EP here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I'm your queen, you're my king, it's a royal regal thing, pinkies up, need a drink, leather lined limousine, top down, hair down, heard the crown is heavy but you wear it well, fits you how I wear your heart on my sleeve, there's no slowing down. Moving now like we're in a movie on the big screen, you and me. Cause we're young love, ain't nobody gonna fix me. Cause you're my drug, and I like the way you fit me. Baby, pick me up tonight and sweep me off my feet.
Sweep me off my feet.
Cause baby, you and I got forever written on it. Forever we're iconic. It's you and I against the world, against the haters. We're not getting beat. My love, it's just you and me. Red hot silhouette, your chest and my hand over your heart, shiny bling, golden ring, Tiffany is everything, baby you're my everything. Cause we're young love, ain't nobody gonna save me. Cause you're my drug, yeah you cure me like nobody. Baby pick me up tonight and sweep me off my feet. No that's not an easy feat. Oh baby, you and I got forever written on it. You and I are forever, we're iconic. It's just you and I against the world, against the haters. We're not getting beat. My love, it's just you and you and you and you and.
Down the world. Mom and Dad don't look so hot these days again.
Hey, this is Sam from Punk is Dead Radio. Tune in every Monday night at 10 p.m. for everything from pop punk to proto punk to hardcore on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present the fourth and final single from Friday Child in the Lost Congregation's forthcoming album, Broken Home, Volume 1. The new single, Quit You, explores the struggle of breaking free from an unhealthy relationship that takes hold like an addiction. It captures the cycle of wanting, clarity, relapse, and the quiet resolve to keep trying to walk away, knowing it's the healthier choice. Want to be highlighted next time? Completely Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Quit You by Friday's Child and the Lost Congregation on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Tried to quit you times. It's kind of funny, 'cause you're not even mine. Never thought of myself as an addict before. No one labels you sick, they just call you a whore. It's not love that's the trouble, it's wanting, it's the cover. Try again, keep trying.
Hi, my name is Genevieve, and I'll be hosting Peace, Love, and Jenny on CFRC 101.9 FM on Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop. Music that spans decades but all connects through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. See you there!
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a selection from Juno-nominated Maple Blues Award-winning local artist Miss Emily's new album, The Medicine, released on November 7th. Produced by Grammy winner Colin Linden, the album blends soul, blues, and roots with an all-star lineup, including players from Bob Dylan and Keb Moe's bands. Pairing her thunderous voice with songs of truth and resilience, Miss Emily channels two decades of raw experience into music that heals and uplifts. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream The Medicine by Miss Emily on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called Stand Together, Band Together, here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Together. Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo! My goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
Microphones towards the monitor.
Right.
It says cat. I know. It's kind
of scary. That reading thing was like.
Thanks so much. How was your intermission, everyone?
Amazing.
Wonderful. Communicating like the community that you are. Bravo. We're proud of you. Also, still very delighted you're here today. Thank you.
Oh, I get to, I introduce, okay, wait.
Hold this for a second.
Just wait.
Oh, she needs her iPad.
New take on double fisting.
iPad wait time.
This one I do better.
This is my new friend, Margaret.
Hi, Margaret.
Hi.
Margaret Evans, we're so glad you are here. Margaret is our moderator today for our Fireside Chat. And she is a Dora-nominated actor and producer. She is currently the Advocacy and Partnerships Lead for Balancing Act Canada, a national initiative that aims to increase equality, accessibility, and employment opportunities in Canada for artists and cultural workers with caring responsibilities. She has also produced the Festival of Live Digital Art, FOLDA, here in Kingston for the last 5 years. Margaret is also mama to two inspiring and hilarious young souls. Margaret Evans, everyone.
Thank you. Thanks, Emily. Thank you, everyone, and for the beautiful
music that we've heard so far. And thank you for being here. It's impressive. I am Margaret. I'm here from Balancing Act Care, an advocacy group trying to make life better for artists who are caregivers. We define caregivers as caring not only for children but also for elders, whether that be blood family, adopted family, chosen family, colleagues, caring out of duty, you name it. There's so many of us in the world that wear different versions, different hats that are caregiving hats. And when you're working as an artist, whether you're in the performing arts, screen, visual arts, certainly in music, it can be a real challenge to manage that juggle, to balance that act. So thank you to Moira. Challenge the norms. And I thought we could talk about care. Let's bring it to the forefront and ensure that we can have some individual change that leads to systemic change, and making sure that no musician has to feel as though they have to give up their career and their passion because they are caring for someone that they love. So that's my spiel to open.
Fantastic.
And I thought that we could just go around the group here and talk a little bit about what care means to you, what's meant to you so far in your career so far, and also if you think about it in the future, not just in terms of your own care, but how you're juggling other responsibilities in your lives as you pursue your careers. Can I start with you?
I would love that.
Okay, thanks.
And, you know, you said balancing the act, balancing all the different aspects of life in general, because we all come from different full-time artist, 22 years, and when I became a full-time artist on March 1st, 2000, Pipe has been best, and it's been interesting for me to navigate this career as a mom and Frontline's mom for pretty much the whole time. Piper just moved into her own place a little over a year ago, so now my new challenge is figuring out navigating life without her, you know, being my number one responsibility every day. And it is exciting, some might say, and lots of, you know, there's lots of freedoms there, but I'm still trying to figure out what that means to me and what I want to do. I think when you're norm, I felt like I was a young adult for like a hot minute, and then I was a mom. So trying to figure out now where my focus lies and rebalancing, I guess I could say. I will say I really love, you know, of all the things we can complain about, of things not getting better or perhaps getting worse in certain topics, elements of the existence on this planet, one thing I think has come a long way, and Balancing Act is a great example of it, but this acknowledgement that what makes being an artist any different than, you know, what somebody gets as far as support system, if they are a teacher or a doctor or a lawyer or a social worker or a bank employee, you know, there's all these what we call normal jobs. Well, to me, this is my normal job, you know, and yeah.
A really important thing about that is that the majority of folks working in the arts are gig workers, right? We go from gig to gig, from contract to contract. There is no secure leave You know, if someone is sick, you're just saying no to contracts for a long period of time. If you have, you know, responsibilities elsewhere, you're juggling something. There's no infrastructure for it. And so what we're trying to do is find some infrastructure and also make sure that, like, the venues that book artists keep this in mind, the recording studios, the managers, the agents, you name it, the record labels, to just really be more aware of how that gig lifestyle lends itself to precarity when it comes to that balance.
Yes. This is a normal mm-hmm. is a normal job.
Yep.
It's a normal job, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. And any normal, just as normal as any other job, mm-hmm. I would say. I'm going to turn this over to Clea. Clea also works as a nurse, so I feel like there's a special angle here mm-hmm. from Clea's perspective.
Yeah. I feel like there are a lot of contrasts and comparisons. I actually, maybe not super evident between nursing and music, in terms of like being undervalued and being front lines and caregivers. I think musicians are just as much caregivers as nurses. And part of the reason that I really love doing music and I have to do music is because it's a way to care outside of a system and outside of, I can care in all the ways that like the system isn't allowing me to care for a patient. So if I'm run down with so many patients and I don't feel like we're getting the time to talk or we're getting the time to like actually develop a rapport, I'm able to like sing through my music and develop like an emotional rapport with an audience off of that. And I think I'm realizing more and more like I am doing a lot of music and I'm noticing that, yeah, like music is a really tough job and I actually think it caregives so much more than there is credit given to it. It also is like a mutual healing process, which I think is really beautiful. Like, I have always done music for myself first to make myself feel good and to share whatever I feel like is bottled up inside. And it's beautiful to have like a reception and a relationship between like an audience and myself as a songwriter. And I think sometimes working in the hospital, it's been challenging to have those mutual relationships be not as harder to obtain. Like, we don't have the time, which it's nice with music to have that time to build those relationships and have that time to sit with each other. And so, yeah, my heart goes out to all of these people who are doing music full time because it should really, really be valued as well. Because I have a real job, it actually doesn't, yeah, I feel like music needs to be way more supported than it is. Same with nursing as well, but that's a whole other topic.
Kira, how about you?
The first thing that sort of comes to mind discussing this topic is self-care and balancing things in my life and how that comes, that sort of ties into my songwriting in particular. I feel like there have been phases in my life where I get really caught up in, you know, in the summertime especially, you're gigging every week, you're working, got to practice, I need to make these videos, like the social media thing now takes up so much time. There are so many different jobs within this job, answering emails, and then, I don't know, there's a whole whack of things. And then on top of that, it's like making money. And then all of a sudden, months and months go by, and it's like, okay, I've barely hung out with my friends, and I haven't written a song in months. Because, in order to write a song, you need to be like living your life and like have things to write about. And sometimes that a song comes out of like, oh my God, I'm so depressed. I've been working and I hate my life. And but that's sort of the first thing that comes to mind is like balancing the music and the necessities of making money or whatever, but also making sure that there's time to like have hobbies and spend time with your friends and like, or after a gig like this, like network and like, they're all things that tie into overall mental health, but also like how well I am like doing this job and able to fulfill this passion sort of, because community is like such a massive, massive, massive part of that too. That's why we're all here. And anyways, yeah.
How about you, Luella?
Wow, I feel like I'm kind of, I was going to say something really similar to Kira.